following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Oh my.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Kitty Geeker.
Who's not here?
Recursion. The time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a
And now, damn right they shot first.
Oh my goodness.
The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Oh my goodness, episode 49. Giddy Geeker is not with us.
Old.
Half a century. What
yeah,
the
we're
fuck?
Almost half a century.
All right, before we get into the shenanigans, yoga guru Vivian Sevis is here. And you know what this means? Before she can say much, Carol?
For anything, we're going into the rapid fire response round. Questions. What was the first concert you ever went to?
Stone Temple Pilots and Meat Puppets opened up.
Oh, I saw
God,
that
I'm
one.
Jealous.
I know. Good. Go mom, right?
Yeah.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Mm.
What TV show would you recommend everyone watch?
Sons of Anarchy. If you can get past the violence, it's an amazing backstory.
Ron Perlman
and dude
is hot.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who finds Ron Perlman hot on that show?
Yes.
Okay. It's a Beauty and the Beast thing. If you could join the cast of any show, past or present, which would it be?
Mad Men, because I love the class, you know, just the.
I just go raid Joan's closet. Finish this sentence, please. Don't cancel
yoga.
What game show would you like to be on, past or present?
The Price is Right. I think I could nail
Come
it.
Calm down. What superpower would you like to have?
I want to fly.
Capes or no capes?
Cape.
Adventures at Hogwarts. Do you bring along Neville, Ron, or Luna? And are you a Harry Potter fan?
I am a Harry Potter fan, but...
Have you seen the way Neville looks now?
I'm going to pass on that one. That's a tough call.
And who is your favorite doctor? It doesn't have to be a Doctor Who. It could be any old doctor.
Oh.
Like, favorite doctor.
Favorite gynecologist. Go! This is rapid refire.
Well, I mean... like I was saying earlier, I've only seen one episode of Doctor Who, and it was the last episode of David Tennant.
There,
so I
there
guess
we
that's
go.
Right.
That'll work for sure.
Okay, you're stranded on a desert island. You have a tablet with a solar recharger. What would be the book that you load?
Daring Greatly by Brené Brown.
What album?
S-Class, the Dirty Sevens mixtape.
What movie?
Scarface.
Wow. And what game?
Two Dots. I'm like kind of addicted to that one.
Congratulations, you have made it through the rapid fire response. See, you did well. You did well. There's like no falling down going
home.
So tell us who you are and what you do.
All right. My name is Vivian Sevis. I am a local charlatan, one of the few and the proud.
Yeah.
I'm a yoga teacher locally here in Charlotte. I teach for B Yoga, and I also teach for NC Yoga Bar, as well as for Yoga Art Teens or Yoga Art Teens. And it's a local nonprofit that brings yoga to area schools, middle schools, high schools, and elementary schools in the Charlotte and surrounding areas.
That's cool. How did you get involved with that?
With Yoga Art Teens? Great question. So when I was when I graduated from teacher training, my teacher Leanne Smith recommended that to gain confidence, I guess I was lacking confidence in teaching to adults. So she had recommended that maybe I look into this organization that she's a part of, Yoga Art Teens, and it was founded by a friend of ours, Kelsey Cash, and that's how I started teaching yoga. I was teaching to middle schoolers and. It was very nerve-wracking because I started teaching at the middle school that I went to.
Oh, wow.
Here in Charlotte. So it was like a flashback when I walked in. Wow. But it was really something that fueled my passion. I had no intention of teaching when I graduated teacher training. I just wanted to go deepen into my yoga practice. And by coming across this organization and starting to teach for them, I discovered my passion for working with kids and for teaching yoga. So two things that I love combined into one. And now I'm their instructor coordinator, and I teach at two middle schools. Uh-huh. And my hope is one day that that's my full-time job, teaching to kids every day.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. And cool. Kudos to the schools that have these programs, because when I was in middle school, we didn't have yoga. We really didn't.
Nothing cool.
Nope. run around the track. That was our... That was our
There's your yoga.
There's your yoga. So where do you... What studios do you teach at?
I teach at Bee Yoga. I teach there 3 days a week. They have two locations, one off of Carmel and 51 in South Charlotte, and the other one is in Dilworth off of East Boulevard, right above Menchie's, if you're familiar with where that is. Right?
Yes,
the
are.
Irony of being above a frozen yogurt place. But yeah, I teach there 3 days a week, and then I also teach with NC Yoga Bar. It's a pop-up yoga studio, and it's all over the city, so I sub out for them, and I'm very excited to be partnering with them. So
did you just find the schedule like on the website?
Yeah, you can go to ncyogabar.com and then beyogaclt.com.
And you teach the Dilworth one?
I do. I teach at Dilworth on Saturdays at 11. It's a powerful flow, but don't let the name scare you. We don't go too crazy, because you know, sometimes people can get kind of caught up with names and what that means, but I always say honor your body, you know where you are, and it's really just about cultivating that moving meditation that yoga is, linking your breath with your movement. So I teach there on Saturdays, and then on Mondays and Fridays I teach at the Carmel location, and both of those classes are $7 early bird, so it's only $7 to come. Mondays is at 4:30 for an hour, and then Fridays at lunch, noon.
Wow. Take a lunch break and go do some yoga.
Maybe not you, since you sweat so bad.
I do, yeah. But, hey, I could towel off afterwards.
True. Moist towelette.
Go to Chick-fil-A.
Do I have 20 moist towelettes to go and a cup of water? Yes.
I'm doing the yoga.
Honor your body, Chick-fil-A. Right?
We were kind of discussing beforehand that, you know, I'm kind of a bigger person. And I've been out of yoga for a very long time, mostly because I can't seem to find a studio where I'm comfortable walking through the door and actually doing a class. I do miss yoga a whole lot. But it would be nice to find a studio where it's like, okay, I can just sit in the back and do my yoga and sweat on my mat.
And feel okay.
And feel okay about it.
Feel okay about it. Well... I really like Bee Yoga personally. That's the studio where I started my practice, and I ended up doing a work trade with them for a very long time before I went and did my teacher training with them under Leanne Smith, and now I teach for them. So I personally, you know, I've been to several studios, and there's so many great studios in Charlotte, but what I really like about the Bee Yoga community is that it truly is honoring everybody's path in life. You know, we're all on these different paths and these different journeys, and like I was saying earlier, I tell my kids in yoga art teams that yoga is not a workout, it's a work in. You know, it's really this journey to yourself. So finding the Bee Yoga community, that's honored very much so. You know, it's all different walks of life, all shapes and sizes, nationalities, ethnicities, and we all come together despite our differences, and we practice this thing in community. You know, we practice yoga together, and there's something that's really remarkable and beautiful about that to me. And that's personally why I really like the community. It's a great staff, a great set of teachers, and just a really great student base. So I recommend it.
I will have to check it out, because I have been searching for a yoga class.
So there's so, like I said, there's so many amazing studios, and they, you know, and different studios specialize in different things. So I always encourage everybody to branch out and try different places. You know, when I started doing yoga, the first time I ever did yoga, Matt and I were talking about this, was I was in high school. I was 17 years old. I took yoga at CPCC, and you know, and it didn't stick with me. Like, I took it to get out of my college credit at Upstate. And the only thought or remembrance that I have is, you know, that lady's really bendy and I'm not, you know. And then throughout the years, I had several friends that practiced yoga or taught yoga, and I would try it and I would get very frustrated and not like it, and I'd shy away from it. And finally, it was just this one time that I was out with some friends and was invited to come to a class, and I thought, you know, I was laid off at the time. It was like, what am I doing on Tuesday morning? Nothing, besides looking for a job. So I'm sure I could, you know, spend the money and take a class, and, you know, and it just ended up being such a great experience. Like I said, you know, right place, right time. I was open to it. So, you know, I just encourage everybody, whether yoga is your thing or not, right? Just any type of physical activity that links your breath with your movement. Like I said, that's your yoga. It doesn't have to be actual asanas or postures, like we say. You know, runners, that's their form of yoga. Cyclists, bar, whatever your thing is, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that, you know, maybe that's what your yoga looks like. But that's what ended up sticking with me, and that's where I've had success. And it's just, and anybody who has known me for a number of years can say that that's the one thing that I've consistently stuck with. It has changed my life in such an incredible way.
So talk about your journey. So we used to be coworkers.
Yep.
And
long time ago.
I haven't seen you in a while, and you look great.
Thank you.
Obviously. So, but I mean, tell me about your journey. And I've read about it in the Charlotte Observer, which is awesome. But
thank you.
Now we've got you on the podcast.
Yes, so here I am.
So what kind of tree would you be, and why would you be that tree? We're going to make you cry. No.
Incidentally, what you're not seeing is this awesome Misfits t-shirt that she's wearing that I absolutely love.
Oh my God.
Like Gem and the Holograms Misfits.
Yes.
Not to be confused.
No.
Not that the other Misfits are bad, because they're awesome.
The Misfits
too.
Were so much better than Gem and the Holograms.
Yeah.
They're much better.
Yeah. I liked them. I liked their songs better. That's just
me. Better singers.
But anyway, back to the subject.
Sorry.
Yes. No. Go on Gem and the Holograms too. But no, at the time that I kind of got back into yoga, or that I got into yoga, I was laid off. We had gone through a company merger, and I was one of the lucky few who went on a, what I like to call, a government-funded sabbatical. So I, you know, at the time I had attached my identity to my job and what I was doing for my company, and that's where I had put all of my efforts in. I had never really... I mean, there were things and interests that I had in, you know, in music, film, and all of that, but I was kind of lost. I was 31, and I thought, you know, I lost my job, and this is where my identity is. I'm not this, you know, independent career woman anymore. And one half of me was really excited, like, oh, you know, this is great. Like, you can really figure out, like, who you are and what you're about. And then the other part of me is like, but you're 31. You should really know this by now, you know? And
I'm 35, and I do not know.
Oh, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, you know?
I'm 47. I'm just giving up on growing up.
Right? And so it was, a lot of that kind of self-talk. And, you know, in that year that I was laid off and kind of getting into yoga, I got into a work trade, because yoga wasn't something that I could really afford in my ballin' on a budget. So I started doing a work trade for my studio and started going to more classes. And then I went through a really bad breakup, and that's when I attached to my practice big time. It was yoga was the one thing that I could do where it would just take my mind off of everything.
That's amazing.
And I just started feeling really good. I lost a total of 80 pounds in the last couple of years, but at the time I lost 50 of the 80.
Wow.
And it wasn't just like looking, feeling comfortable in my body and looking at myself and saying like, wow, I actually feel beautiful. Not that I wasn't beautiful or that I didn't feel that way before, but that I just really felt this love for myself, you know? And the thoughts that I was having, there was just a different shift in them, where I just felt better, and I didn't know why, but I knew yoga had something to do with that. So that was kind of the reason why I decided to go into teacher training was to really explore what is it about yoga and doing these poses that that helps me to feel so good. Because my teachers in classes would talk about different concepts of yoga and talk about these different books and readings. And I thought, oh, that's kind of scary, you know, to go back to all these kind of ancient kind of scripture, not scriptures, that's the wrong word, but these kind of texts and drawing from that and how that has an effect on my modern day practice, you know? So being able to really have an understanding of how yoga affects like the breathing with the movement and being able to pass that on to kids. That for me is like the most fulfilling thing ever, is that I have this gift that I love so much and all I want to do is spread it around and help other people feel good, and you know, and I get to do that. So it's awesome. It's really a blessing. So anyway, I feel like I'm kind of going off track, but
no.
That's awesome.
I mean, I could just say from knowing you before, you're always a very happy person and smile, which I always loved. But now it's just like I can see you're a lot more comfortable and happy with yourself.
Thank you.
I mean, you can really see it and feel it. So
I
think that's incredible. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
And I think it's one of those things, like if I was still working with you day to day, I probably wouldn't see it. But because it's been a while, it's like just, I guess, easier to see. So
thank you. I really appreciate that, because I do. I feel really good.
Good.
I'm the healthiest I've ever been in my life, like mentally, physically, all of it, you know. And I never thought at this age that I would get to this point. And it's like, here I am, and I feel great.
So tell us about the handstand challenge.
Yes.
Because this has been blowing up my Facebook all the time. And,
right.
And at first I was like, oh, that's neat. And I kind of went away from Facebook for a little while and I came back and I was like, oh my gosh, she's still doing this.
Yes.
Because like I do stuff and I'm like, yeah, I'm committed to this. And a month later it's like, what was I committed to? And it's like.
Right. So it's like, and again, like, there's very few things that I consistently stick with. And I don't know. I just, at the end of last year, I wanted to, you know, kind of set some goals for myself, kind of keep myself accountable. Excuse me. I had in the past set resolutions at New Year's and I would always fail at them. And, you know, and I think that there's this preconceived notion behind the New Year's resolution anyway, that it's like we almost set ourselves up in a way to fail. So I didn't want to necessarily do that, but I wanted to set some goals for myself to be able to hold myself accountable to something. And when you work full time and you teach, you know, as much as I do, finding time to fit a daily practice in, whether it's 15 minutes or an hour, is a challenge. Because a lot of times I want to get my sleep, and at the end of the day, excuse me, I want to get my sleep or watch my shows or, you know, have my ways of unwinding, and sometimes I don't necessarily feel like moving my body. So handstand was a pose that I loved and hated all at once because I learned how to properly do a handstand in teacher training, and it was something that was always a little intimidating yet frustrating, because I could see some people who would just get it and they could just pop up and they could walk on their hands and they could do all these things and it was like effortless, and for me it was not. And so I thought, well, if I do a handstand a day, there's a challenge on social media, Handstand 365, that you do a handstand a day for a year, you take a picture of it and you post it and hashtag it. So I thought, well, I'll try that. I've done challenges before for, a month at a time. Yeah. And, you know, and I've gotten through that. Why not try this? This is a little bit of a daunting thing. But I started doing it. And I've learned a whole lot. So the intent was to hold myself accountable, rather, for a daily practice. But and to remember that yoga's fun, because sometimes I can get in my head about my practice that I should look a certain way or I should be at a certain point by now.
Right. Yeah.
And especially, you know, with teachers, sometimes people make the assumption that because you teach yoga that you can put your foot behind your head or, you know, yeah. that you have this, all of a sudden, this incredible range of, like, motion and flexibility, you know, and I wasn't an athletic kid growing up. I, you know, like I said, yoga is the one thing I've consistently stuck with as a physical and as a meditative practice, so I thought, well, why the hell not? I mean, maybe, maybe by the end of the year, I'll be able to, like, get up and hold it, and, you know, and I've learned a lot from it. I've learned a whole lot from it. I've learned that I need to let go of stuff. That was the other main theme behind my goals setting for 2015 was to let go. In yoga, we call that aparigraha. When we let go of the things that don't serve us, whether it's negative thoughts or material things or whatever the thing is, right? Because we all got a thing.
Sure.
That's what binds us all, is that we all have things that we're holding on to. And, you know, so when you can learn to let things go, you can allow space for new things to grow. And when that happens, you experience this liberation of sorts. In yoga, we call it moksha. I have it tattooed on me, actually. So moksha, the Sanskrit symbol. So it's this constant reminder that I want to reach that liberation, you know, that I want to liberate and experience that freedom. And with handstand, it's like, now I'm up to, on a good day, like 10, 12, 15 seconds, but it's all mental, you know. I get some days I want to hit it so bad and I want to stay up, and that's like what I'm so focused on, and then I can't get up, you know. And then the days that I really don't give a shit about what, you know, is going to happen in the end, that's when I can sit there and hold it. And, you know, so it's a fun challenge. I've actually been thinking, do I want to extend this into 2016? Because, you know, it's 365. It doesn't mean it has to end there.
It doesn't end at 365.
I do want to shout out my friend Alex Moody. She lives up in Asheville. She was the one who I saw doing Handstand 365. She was kind of the one who inspired me. And then when I started it, I noticed that she kept going with it. So, you know, I thought that was really incredible. So my hope is that one day I can hold it, but...
You should keep doing it.
Yeah, why not? And then keep blowing up people. I don't know. I just don't know if people are receptive to that or if it's like, oh, this is annoying. Like, you're going for it another year.
I just am always amazed at, like, the count. Like, it keeps, you know, it's awesome. It's very cool.
So I have a question. So, you know, if you're new to yoga, what are some as a yoga teacher, what are some classes that you would recommend for a beginner? Because there's lots of different classes, and like you said, the names can be misleading, so.
I would say, a lot of pressure there.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, no. I personally like restorative and yin yoga practices to begin with. Also, anything that has the title slow. But overall, my biggest recommendation is if you find a studio, look for intro series, like an intro to yoga series. You'll see for, you know, usually between 4 and 6 weeks, 6 weeks of worth of classes that you get once a week with a teacher, and it's smaller groups. And it's really, to me, that's a really great introduction to it. So anything that has beginners or an intro series, that would be my recommendation. And then as you know, if you practice at the Y or at the gym, like I said, restorative or slower kind of practices will help you to focus on the alignment of doing the poses. Because, you know, I mean, it's one thing to breathe and to move and to feel good with that, but the alignment of the body is also key. And that's where you can have an opportunity to become your own teacher in your practice, as, you know, taking the cues and kind of the alignment cues that the different teachers are telling you and applying that. So that, I don't know if that's the best answer, but that's what I got.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no
it's
problem.
It's the honest answer. It's the best.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah, always. Well, I guess we're already at the end of the show, unfortunately. So.
Well, thank you so much for having
me. Thank you for coming.
Any last plugs real quick, website-wise, those type of things? So
absolutely.
Go for it.
So with YogaArt Teams, we're always you know, looking for anyone to support. So you can visit our website. It's Y-O-G-A-R-T-E-E-N-S, YogaArtTeams.org. And whether you want to volunteer or become an instructor or however you want to contribute, we're always welcoming the support. So.
I have a friend who's a yoga teacher, and I think she would really be awesome. She would be awesome at that. I'm going to have to bring that to her attention.
Yeah, send her our way. We're always, you know, we're always looking for.
Do you need yoga experience to become an instructor?
You do.
Yes. Okay. I was interested, yeah.
You do need an RYT 200 certification.
We're going to do corpse pose for the next 60 minutes.
Is there a secret handshake? You just give us a handshake or we're in, right?
Yeah, something like that, right?
It's eating Funyuns with Matt yoga. Here we go.
But just check the website, you know, reach out to us, give us a shout. We'd love to have you. So, okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for
having me. Appreciate it.
And just so you know, Giddy Geeker, we were totally talking smack before the smack about you before the show came on.
Right.
No camp songs.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Filstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.